things unjustly. Listen to what he's saying. He's saying, but as for me, I wish I could speak for somebody else, but I can't do that this morning. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
Hey, God bless you and greetings, and at all powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, Apostle James Brodnick. You know, I have been praying and helping God's people for over 36 years now. And I have seen Jesus. I did say Jesus. I have seen him raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And one thing I do know, that God is no respecter of person. Hallelujah. But he is a respecter of faith. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Listen to me. I want you to get ready to meet us this week in our miracle working blessing services here in the prayer chamber. Yes, it's church by phone every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Dial in and you will hear people from all over the world, just about every state. People are calling in and requesting prayer. We are praying and prophesying. The number is 318-754-0001. 318-754-0001. But here is Prophetess Gloria Johnson to give you a personal invite to Church by Phone.
This is the Canadian Prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson, and this is the day that the Lord has made. It is a day of supernatural new beginnings, new victories, new breakthroughs, new ideas, and even more greater than that, a new anointing, new power, new why God would speak unto thee and say, I am lifting you up and I am exalting you. I am causing even these last weeks and months of this year to be a season of new beginnings. I shall place you in a new place in me, saith the Lord. A large place, a supernatural miracle anointing like you have never seen. Many have questioned, even deep in your heart. Maybe you haven't put it out in the open in words that others could hear. But I can hear someone in the spirit saying, Lord, why is the battle so heavy? Why the struggle? Why does it seem every time I start to go ahead, I end up being pushed backwards? It is not you, saith the Lord. You have not stepped out of my will. Don't you realize that the very fact that you are still alive, that you have lived through the last year and a half, you have lived when others have died? I'm not saying that they did something wrong, but I am saying that you are not alive by accident. You're alive by purpose. You're alive because God is not through moving for you. He's getting ready to open doors that he's never opened. He's getting ready to place you in a position that you have never been in ever. Walking in a new place in him, where he speaks to you, he talks to you, and he pours into your being that new idea, that new dream, that new vision. As I was praying about this radio broadcast today, every time I went to record one thing, I had to stop because God said, no, that is not for today. And then God began to speak, and he said, behold, I shall do a new thing and place a new anointing, bring new power, power over all the powers of the enemy. Power to go out and come back in. Power to see supernatural miracle victories and breakthrough like you've never ever seen them before. Neighbor, I'm excited in my spirit for church by phone on tonight. That's right, tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You must change your plans tonight, and you must call in to church by phone. Area code 318-754-0001, and then press *5 on your telephone keypad. That raises your hand up for prayer. You will not just be on the phone with one prophet, but there shall be myself and Apostle Broadnax, a double portion team that God has brought together. We may be in different countries, but there is no distance. prophecy is going forth every church by phone service. Testimonies are coming in. People are right now living in houses that they did not own before church by phone. They called in. God spoke a word. Some have literally built brand new homes. One sister that is a part of church by phone and has been a partner with my ministry for many years, God began to speak and gave her a word about a new beginning, a new home, new blessings, and new dreams. She had been through a season of one attack after the other. But God said, I'm going to give you double for your trouble. And she testified and said, Prophetess, I am moving in to my brand new home that we built from the ground up by the grace of God. She said, I designed it. Nobody else has lived in that home. No devil has ever had a seance. No demons of witchcraft were ever there. God gave her a completely brand new home built from the ground up, just like that. God did it. I am telling you that there is a miracle breakthrough for you on tonight. And somebody, I believe that God is going to bring you into that new home. And somebody, it's been a desire to build your own home on a piece of land that you can just do what you want to do, that you can have peace and have joy. You've been in that city for so long. You're tired of being around sin. You're tired of having to look out every 5 minutes if your children are playing outside. You're ready for God to place you in a whole new area. I see that one. You need a new car. That pastor that's listening right now, you need a new church building. Where you're at, you're putting money into a bag with a hole in it. There's so many repairs that have to be done. It's not even worth repairing. But God can give you a brand new building. I believe it. Even if he has to speak to the heart of another. God spoke that to me concerning a pastor in Houston, Texas. Not long after his church caught fire, he began to, was relieved on one sense, saying that maybe this is how God is going to put us in a new building. Come to find out, the insurance wasn't paid up right. And they were not insured. He began to get sick in his stomach. There's somebody. You are carrying so much stress and so much worry and so much heaviness that it is affecting you physically and giving you ulcers. You have got to put it in God's hand. Now, I know I only have a couple minutes left in this broadcast today, but after he found out that report, the Lord allowed him to remember my voice prospering. And immediately he said, God, I am not going to worry. Because you said you're going to bring new people into my life.